You are loud. Yeah, you are high screaming. Can you hear the music?
I just hear fuzz.
Oh my god. Those music playing, trust me, it sounds so good. It's like, just beat that beat up. Right? All right. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that, you know, intro, outro music. Find that guy everywhere on the socials, man. He doesn't have a big following, but he's doing good shit. And he was on way back on episode like 12 or some shit, man. Incredible guy. So shout out to that guy. And this week, man, I'm pumped. You know, we got Daddy Juan or Dwan? Dwan?
Juan.
Juan?
Like the only Juan.
Is your real name Juan? Are you the only Juan?
No, I'm just the only Juan Von Cucci.
Oh, well, I'm Daddy Von Cucci. What's going on, brother? We got four people watching live already, man. And I don't know if you can see it, but there is a comment section at the tab there. People can leave comments, and it'll show where they're leaving comments from.
I can't see the comments. I just see me and you, and then you're in the show.
You can. It's on the tabs on the side. The program there, it's somewhere on your screen. I don't know what your screen looks like.
So. Got it.
Nailed it. Yeah, man. We've been trying to get this one done for a little while, man. You know, where'd he go? Oh, he blacked out.
Oh, crap.
Hey, woot woot 2064. What's going on? Yeah, no, man. We got one like on the Facebook already, and we got a comment coming in on YouTube. Are you there? He's gone. He already disappeared. He already said, fuck it, I'm out.
I just fucked it up. Let me go back.
I can hear you. There you go. Can you hear me?
I can hear you still.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can see you. Oh, now I can't see you. Uh-oh. Daddy Von Cucci entered the studio. Oh, there we go. Can you hear me now? You can't hear me? I can hear you. Oh, can you hear me? It says you're this is usually can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, what's up, Cameron Gesso? Man, we're just hanging out. Maybe back out, like dip out and then come back in. Click. This is why we usually don't do it live. This is usually why we don't do a live stream of the podcast for technical difficulties. We just edit it out. This is awesome, man. Shit. What's up,
buddy?
There
we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, note to self, don't touch any of the buttons on the bottom.
Yeah, don't. You know that red button? Don't touch the red button.
I touched the three dots. I'm not touching that one anymore either.
God, man. I'll let you touch anything you want over here, boy.
Don't tease me with a good time.
God. Yeah, bro. So, like, I was just saying, this is why we don't usually do a live stream, right? Live stream, it goes out the way that you make it, right? Usually, you know, we don't do a live stream and we just edit, right? But whatever. Hey, man, it's cool. It is what it is. And that's part of the game, right? You got to do these live stream events sometimes.
Raw footage.
Ooh, fucking like it raw. Man, jeez, dude. Like, you're just full of it today, hey?
All of it.
What's going on?
Not much, man. Got home from work. Got ready. Got set up to do this. Was super stoked about it all day, even though I had no clue what we were going to talk about. But here we are.
Oh, buddy, we'll figure it out. You're blue collar. You served in the military. Man, we got lots to talk about, man. We got lots. Yeah. Don't you worry about that, man. Like, I'll just start talking about, you know, like, we're live on Facebook, so I got to be careful with that. But, like, you know, we'll start talking about, like, you know, inch sizes and if you think yours is micro or not, you know. Yeah, man. Dude, I was stoked today, though. You know, also it's home day for me, you know. Like, I got to come home. I spent the last, you know, 2.5 weeks in the patch, spending it away from home, away from the family, and, you know, I got to come home today and relax. And my kids and I, we had a snowball fight when I got home. We built a snowman in the backyard. They were looking for eyeballs for their snowman. And I went into the recycle bag, got out the water bottles and pop bottles and used the caps as eyeballs. And
nice.
Watched my daughter like totally My youngest totally just destroyed the head of her snowman by accident, freak out and cry. And I'm like, hey, bro, I wasn't planning on getting cold and coming outside today. So I went out there and I went out and I made her, you know, the head of the snowman again. And we just started over again, you know, and it was good. It was really good, man. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. But I've been stoked for this too, man. I've been, you know, we've been planning this for how long ago? How long did you say yesterday you've been waiting to do this?
10 months.
10 months. Man, I'm not going to lie. 10 months is actually like not that long. I've been waiting 3 years to get some people on now.
Oh, wow. Well, you didn't have to wait that long for me. I'd have been there on the third day.
Dude, I know. I know that. And it's just, you know, my schedule's everywhere, right? It's crazy. And I'm working stupid hours. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, yeah, I don't know. Either way, man, there's 8 people watching, 3 comments. Someone says, thank you for your service. So
absolutely.
Fuck it. Let's get into that, man. Let's get into that. So thank you for your service. Where did you serve and what did you do? And
So I went in at 17 years of age, had no direction in life, no idea what I wanted to do. I got an underage drinking ticket. And back then, your way out of things with the law was, oh, he's going in the military. So it kind of all worked out. It gave me a path. It gave me direction. And it got me out of my underage drinking ticket at the ripe age of 17 years. So I went in, did really well in my ASVAB. And I got shown this really cool video of, like, guys in a small boat just going down a swamp.
They're Canadian, right?
No, they would have been in like a canoe if it was Canadian. This was more of a dinghy. It was like a dinghy.
Okay.
So they're going down the swamp, you know, and they're laid down with their faces all painted. I'm like, I want to do that. I don't know what it is, but I want to do it. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, looks cool. Looks fun. So I went in under an infantry contract, what they called 11 X-ray at the time. And I had... They had addendums back then, so you could get guarantees. Like, I wanted to go to airborne school, and I wanted to go to ranger school. So those were two things that they guaranteed me if I signed, I would get. So shipped out to Fort Benning about, I think it was 6 or 7 days after signing, and my parents, of course, signing as well. And off to Fort Benning I went. Boot camp was there. Airborne school was there. RTB, or Ranger Training Brigade, was there. And then, of course, you leave to go to a couple other states for different phases. After all that was done, I got to go home on what they call hometown recruiting, which is basically a 30-day break. And at the ripe old age of 18, drove from North Carolina to Fort Campbell, which is where I got stationed, and was there for a little bit, went to a couple schools while I was there, and then it was deployment time. You know, 9/11 happened, and we were what was called QRF, or Black Cycle. They have 3 infantry brigade, or had 3 infantry brigades at the time. My infantry brigade was the one on QRF. So when that happened, it was take our cell phones, draw your weapons, and you're on guard while they loan railhead and connexes. And off we were in Afghanistan about 3.5-4 weeks afterwards. So
were you on fucking Chris Hemsworth's horse team?
No. I know who he is, but no.
No, dude, that's badass, dude, that you know that guy. No, that's bad. So QRF, like quick reaction force, right?
Quick reaction force is it. So in the Army, you have 3 cycles, and it may have changed now. I don't know, because I've been out for quite a while. But you had Black Cycle, Gold Cycle, and White Cycle. So your Black Cycle was your basically your readiness brigade. So one brigade would be on Black Cycle. Your Gold Cycle is like a detail attachment. So we did a lot of, like, when you were on that, you did obviously training, but you were also tasked out for special things like parades or funerals. Funerals was a really, really big one. And then a White Cycle is a training. It's your training cycle where you do nothing but readiness for Black Cycle.
Nice.
That's so you're constantly doing something.
Yeah, man. I know a couple people in my neighborhood back in the day who went to Afghanistan shortly after like 9/11. What's up, Jeff Whitney from IA? I don't know what that is. And Kylie, how's it going? I am quick on knowing that. I know my, hey, she says I'm quick on knowing that. Good job. I just, you know, take a guess when I hear all these acronyms, right? Like QRF and, you know, DTF and, you know,
DTF, QRF, always. I was always on DTF cycle. That's why I have two kids and paid a lot of child support. So,
yeah. Shit, man. Yeah, no, man. Like I said, I know a lot of people from the neighborhood, right? Back in, you know, shortly after 9/11, they did service out there. Canadians, buddy. You probably fought alongside them. They probably showed you a thing or two.
They showed us some stuff. How to get away with having liquor. We did have some Canadians with us, though. So.
They probably showed you how to fight, right? They showed you how to use your weapons.
No, we showed them.
No. In Canada, we're all about them war crimes, brother.
Yeah, but it's done with geese. Your Air Force is literally geese. They crap on people like it.
It's all good, Kylie. It's all good. Yeah, man. No, guys, it's shout out to Daddy Juan Van Cucci over here. That's a fucking mouthful, brother. You know, like we're doing a live stream of the podcast, man. So, you know, we're live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch right now, and he's over there live streaming on his TikTok. What's going on TikTok? Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, I've live streamed. I think this is like the fourth live stream I've done. Yeah, dude, it's not something I do too often, right? It's just, yeah, it just, whatever. But yeah, no, yeah, like, that's incredible, man. Thank you for your service, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
There said, thank you for your service. I bet you, I don't know, is it appropriate? Did you see some shit? Did you do some shit?
I'm good. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to talk about it, right?
It's things you try to forget. You know, most of us, you've spoken to Darren. Darren was there for he got there when I was on my exit out. I got hurt in Fallujah in 2003. There's actually a movie behind the situation, Robert's Ridge. So I got hurt really bad and got chaptered out. Darren was going in at the same time. So Darren's been through it too. And you know, it's honestly probably a lot of the reason why we are the way that we are. You know, we're goofy. We have our own struggles. But we don't want anybody to ever feel the way that we have felt. We don't want people to experience the things that, you know, we've unfortunately had to. I say unfortunately, but it's fortunate and unfortunate at the same time. And it's almost like a distraction. You know, to just be constantly silly, goofy, make people laugh, and we don't have to relive that stuff. So,
dude, I recently learned that I'm the same way for a reason. You know, like the way I talk, the way I joke, the way I banter, right? I'm like that. You know, I was recently last January, so like a year ago, I guess. What a year it's been. I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, right? And, you know, that's caused from trauma, you know, but like abandonment and childhood trauma and shit, right? And so, fuck, man, like I knew it was there. I just joked around about it. I didn't think it affected me, right? Until it did, right? It came back, you know? Yeah, it was, yeah. And then, you know, I got the podcast was sponsored by BetterHelp for a few months this year. And I got to utilize that. And they really brought out my, you know, why and how. And things to help with that, right? And, you know, why I work the way I work, all the hours I put in. Why do I do that, right? Why do I do that? I was running from something, or still am, but just figuring out, you know, how to maybe run toward it a little bit now, right?
Yeah, I think you know, the running is a good analogy. Like, just distraction is a form of running. You're not facing anything head on. And like you said, I have multi-personality disorder. I'm medicated for it. And, you know, along with depression, anxiety, like I have severe anxiety and OCD, but it's all because of the things like you said. So if I distract my brain or run away, it helps. Or if I distract it by trying to help other people or make other people laugh or smile or whatever the case may be, it also helps me, but at the same time helps them too. And as men, I do, and this is not taken away from the ladies before everybody spreads their wings and puts their claws out. I just think men have a harder time with this stuff because, you know, we're deemed by society to just deal with it. So we find coping mechanisms.
Yep. Oh, yep. There, Kylie Neon Pink says, okay, there, fall. Oh, hey, what's up? She's commenting in from Twitch. What's up? She's got BPD. Rich Edmond says PTSD is no joke. You know, things that come along with BPD and, you know, what you're going through too and stuff like that. You know, like I didn't think I was depressed before, and I didn't think I had anxiety, right? I didn't think I had that. And, you know, my wife has that. And it was like, well, you know, like maybe just whatever. But there's a lot of things that I do, right, where I don't like to be late for things, right? I'd rather be absent than late, right? And my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's the same way. And like this year when I was going through my shit, right, it was like we discovered that a lot of the things I go through is anxiety, right? Like I'm like sitting there, and I now, once you learn how to identify the feeling, you know how to control it, right? And we're not healed, but we're healing, and like it's, you know, it's good, it's better that way, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a process too. And, you know, PTSD is not just from military members. It can be from anybody, you know, women that are DV survivors, men that struggle with abandonment. I have abandonment issues too. Like I get it. It comes, it's all walks of life that suffer from it, and learning how to deal with it and compartmentalize it and just get through the day it's a task in itself. It's like having a full-time job.
Oh, dude, you know? It's exhausting. It is. It can be exhausting. And, you know, my therapist said to me, like, when you start to heal, it's anything but peaceful, right? Like, you expect, like, oh, I'm starting to heal, I'm starting to deal with my shit. Yeah, peace, right? It's anything but that, right? It's you're going to war. You're good, like, essentially, right? Like, I'm not saying I'm a soldier or anything, but, like, you know, I went to war with my mental health, right? And fucking, you know, I'd like to say, you know, I think half the battle of trying to win that is acknowledging it. And then, you know, absolutely. you know, I'm not responsible for what happened to me, but it is my responsibility to fix it. So
absolutely. Yeah. Or that trauma, like something my therapist is, obviously I've been in therapy for 21 years, effectively about 18 years. Something that they've always told me, you know, through the process is, if you don't handle it, you're literally just burdening everybody else. If you don't learn a way to cope with it or process it, or even just maybe not heal from it, like you said, but learn how to manage it, you're literally just damaging other people. And that's not okay.
Mental health. Yeah. Our mental health does never get better. We just learn to maintain between the bouts. Right. And like, yeah. And you know, my dad and my mom, they were raised a certain way and they never realized what they were doing. So now I'm healing from them. So, and I'm trying now to be the person my daughters don't have to heal from, right? So, and that's, they notice a big difference. Man, they one just turned 8, and one is 5, going to be 6 here in a couple of months. And they mention all the time, they're like, you're much nicer now, right? And like, wow, dude, like, you know, to like hear a 5-year-old say, oh, wow, you're not an asshole anymore, right? Like,
mine's 7, and he still hasn't told me, but.
Yeah. Yeah. What Kylie said, if you're not speaking about it, you're holding it and that shit gets heavy. Oh, fuck, man. And along with everything else, man, you know, it's crazy, you know. But the system's also designed for that shit, right? You know, we're also being programmed to feel that way. And you know, like you said, men are programmed to, hey, you're going to hit a wall and you're just going to repeatedly hit that wall over and over again. And you're going to like it because you're a man, right? And you're never, ever going to find your way out. Right. And what does that do? Broken men fuck society right up, you know, broken people in general. But you have you ever seen the movie The Hate U Give on I think it was Prime or Crave?
Actually haven't.
The Hate U Give. OK, so Tupac wrote the song Thug Life, right? Mm-hmm. So Thug Life, the hate you give fucks little the hate you give little infants fucks everyone. Right. Thug Life, thug, the hate you give. Life, little infants fucks everyone, right? Because it starts when they're a child. The hate you give little infants grows up and fucks society, right? That's, you know, that's isn't that a mind fuck, dude?
That's
Tupac.
That's insane. I did not know that. So I was today years old when I learned.
Dude, it's insane, bro. I didn't know that until I saw the movie, The Hate U Give was on, I think it was Crave. It might still be on there. Phenomenal movie. Starts off a little cheesy, right? They're my OTP, my one true person, right? And it's like, oh, this is going to be gay, right? And then, like, it gets so good. It gets so good, man. Like, oh, yeah.
I'll have to check it out. You said it's on Crave?
Yeah, I think it's on Crave. It's called The Hidden
Gem. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, man. So fucking not, dude, it mind boggles me that you said, like, and I knew it was going to go there because I just look at the gray in your beard and I know how old you are, right? And it's like, we're pretty much the same age. We're pretty much there. And I just knew
that's not gray though, dude.
It's just for men or what?
No, those are bleach stains. That's just where it runs down.
Oh, buddy, dude, she's about to get to herself, you know, like I, first night home, you know, yeah. We're both not going to be walking right tomorrow, you know, like milk that prostate.
There you go.
It's on Disney Plus. Kylie Neon Pink says it's on Disney Plus. So maybe, you know, invite over a date, do some Disney Plus and thrust, you know, and watch some The Hate U Give, man. It's good. It's a good show.
What's it called? There was a bunch of those. What'd you just say? Disney Plus and Thrust?
Disney Plus and Thrust.
That's the only one I've never heard. I've heard of the, what is it? I can't Netflix even remember the other. There's Netflix and Chill, but there's two dirty. Amazon Prime and I can't remember what it was. Now it's going to make me mad. I'm going to have to figure out. My OCD is going to kick in. There's two more of them for
the
apps. Oh, Hulu and Do You.
Oh, I've heard that
that's
one.
That's one of them.
Yeah, I've heard that one. So I kind of knew that's where your journey in the military was going to start, right? And that's mind-boggling, bro. We're like 25 years in to like, oh, hey, there's only two things like how you describe, and it's changed again, right? So like, you know, up until 2020, it's like everything was based off of, oh, was that pre or post 9/11, right? And then now it's, was that pre or post COVID, right?
Like, that's facts.
Yeah, dude, that's it's facts. Like, oh, dude, I remember her. That was pre COVID, you know, or post 9/11, you know, or my dog died post 9/11. Well, how post 9/11? Was it the 20 fucking years in there?
You know? Crazy that it's been that long.
Yeah. I have anxiety from childhood and grief depression from losing my two brothers and mom. It's been bad. Woot woot. Sorry to hear that, man. Prime and Nasty Time. I like that one.
That's it. That's the other one. Amazon Prime and Nasty Time. I like that.
I was going to say Prime and Give Her the Slime, but that works too.
I mean, that works too. I'm all about a money shot.
Yeah. Why is it in my eyes? I can't see.
Because you didn't shut them.
Why does it sting so badly?
Take a knee and drink water. It'll be fine.
Yeah, take a knee. Tag me out, you know? So, when you got out of the military, how long were you in there for?
So my total time would have been 5 years, 8 months. But I had leave at the end of it. And I mean, I spent 7 months in the hospital. So when I got out, I still had 4 months of leave. So technically I was still considered active duty. Yeah. So just under 6 years total.
What were you in the hospital for? You don't mind me asking, do you?
Recovering. I got hit by an IED and shot in my left leg. So.
Yeah, man.
It's okay. Shit. It's good. Shit. Yeah, they tried to get me, but they didn't.
They didn't. They failed. They failed.
They failed miserably. Yeah. Almost. Bent,
not broken, man.
Yeah. Bent, not broken.
How many ladies do you pick up saying, I got a bullet hole in my leg?
I actually don't talk about it. And the bullet hole's in my foot.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't really tell a lot of people I was in the military. I always bit crack jokes about like I was in the Salvation Army and I guarded the used underwear department.
Fuck yeah.
It's just something I try to, it's not that I'm not proud. I'm very proud. It's not that I have any regrets because I don't, other than being hurt and having to get out. Cause I'd go back now if they'd issue me a weapon.
They issue me a weapon and fucking shit's going down, man. You know,
it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
wish a motherfucker would. Oh, fuck, man. No, as Kylie said, you know, like glad you're still here, man.
God had more plans.
God had more plans. You still had to meet a 5'2" blonde haired, blue eyed girl with a daddy issues, you know?
Yeah, and then I turned into a daddy and I pay a butt ton of child support. So.
Hey man, whatever that just means. Hey, that means you're still breathing, right? Like you're facts. Losing money, you're still breathing, you know. Like,
that's facts.
Don't make damn sure of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you became like a mechanic? Is that
no? So man, we're getting deep in here. I want you to know these are things that I've not really talked to anybody about.
Is this my Eminem is gay moment, bro? Are you coming out?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I'm basically your Marshall Mathers. So, man, this is about to be fucked up.
Are we crying?
No, it's okay. We're good. Maybe this is a good thing. I'm going to embrace this.
Let's do it. Embrace it.
So, when I was married at the time to my daughter's mother. And when I was in Walter Reed, she had come to visit and she was pregnant. Obviously not mine. And I got out and I went back home to our home and I tried to stay. I did. I tried to keep my family together because I had a brand new daughter at the time too. Like Kaylee was 8 months old, maybe 9 months, something like that. Wasn't old at all. And I just couldn't do it anymore. Like between my mental health being jacked and me, it's just a hard pill for a guy to swallow. And I was in the computer room one day. I was on my knees. We were on eBay and she was sitting in the chair and I don't know what happened. I just looked at her and I said, hey, like there has to be more to life than this. There has to be more out there for me. I have to go. First of all, I need to go home because I need to get help. I left her all the cash in the checking account and savings account, which wasn't much. It was like a total of $3,000 between the two. I literally packed up 2 trash bags of clothes, a snowboard and a jean jacket. And I went to North Carolina, which is where my parents live, my mom and my stepdad. Got in a bunch of trouble. The very first night I got there, I got arrested for assault charges.
Welcome to Carolina.
Yeah, in a parking lot at a place I shouldn't have been, but it is what it is. Went through a really bad, alcoholic stage. I was getting in fights all the time. My parents, I don't even know why. Like, we don't have the best relationship, but I know that if I needed something, they would be there for me. And they did. They were there I got arrested 3 times the first 7 days I was there for assault charges. Went through that whole process and finally, you know, my mom, I'll tell you a quick story. This is what broke me because I refused to get help. I was in a bar with a bunch of buddies and 2 of them got in a fight over quarters on a pool table and it broke out into a huge fight. I ended up getting tased and my Jeep at the time was parked like a block and a half away from the bar and I'm sitting out on the pavement waiting on the EMS to remove the tasers from me so I can be arrested. And I took off running. They didn't even chase me. I get to my Jeep. I'm covered in blood. And it's like probably 4 o'clock in the morning at this point in time, 3:30, 4 o'clock. I go to drive to my parents. And my parents, when I tell you my parents live in the sticks, their town has 1 stop sign in it. And it's like right in their front yard. It usually gets hit every 2 or 3 days. I ran out of gas like 10 miles from their house. And I started walking. So by the time I got there, it's sunrise. And my mom comes out and just falls on her knees and like just breaks down. And like, I didn't know how to take that. And my stepdad, who is my hero, like I'm closer to him than anybody. He's like, I don't know how to help you. And he's ex-military too. He just said, I don't know how to help you, son. He said, but if that's not motivation to get the help that you need, I don't know what else is going to save you. So that was kind of my turning point. And it's like, okay, like I just, and me and my mom are not close, but I am an emotional guy. And that broke me, dude. Like it broke me.
Yeah.
So I contacted the VA. They put me in an inpatient facility They put me in an inpatient facility for 7 days. And I got out and I had a little bit clearer head. Of course I was sober too. And I went to college. My first college, I went to paramedic school. And I started in North Carolina. I moved back to Tennessee because my daughter was there and I needed to be a part of her life. So I finished in Tennessee. I got hired on at the county there. I quit on scene my very first shift at like 1:13 in the morning. I was like, fuck this. This is not for me. It was a horrible accident. I wasn't ready. And my paramedic instructor at the time, she met me at the EMS station. It's like freaking 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. I'm covered again in some dude's blood. And I was just like, I can't do this. Like, I wasn't ready. And I jumped the gun and that's fine. And they put me in a bridge program to get my BSN. So I went to nursing school, graduated nursing school. I worked at the Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt in Nashville for a few years. And then I went to respiratory therapy school and did that as well. And I just got about 3 years ago, I just couldn't do it anymore. Like I was burnt out. I didn't have the passion for it. So I didn't feel it's right for me to be there. If I feel the way that I feel, you know, between the politics of it and just the absurd rules and how they treat people differently based on insurances and so on and so forth. My heart wasn't there. So I felt I didn't belong. So I was like, screw this. I'm just going to go back to working on cars. They don't talk back to me. The worst thing happens is one of them blows up. Cool. You go get a new one, whatever. It doesn't matter. So I still miss it.
Cars, bro. Ever see the movie
Cars?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Lightning McQueen talks back, man.
Yeah, ka-chow, ka-chow.
Ka-chow, ka-chow, ka-chow. I'm Toe Mater.
I knew I did good picking my best friend.
So, yeah. That's fucking, man, that's a crazy fucking origin story, bro.
Yeah, and nobody in my family's in the medical field. That's what's funny.
Fucking blue collar George would love you. You know, you got to find that guy on TikTok. Don't know if you've seen him, but blue collar George is like, he goes live all the time on TikTok and he searches for people in the medical field. Cause he's like, we had that conversation last night. Oh, I know you're freaky, right? Like,
yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, man. Fucking, that's a pretty crazy origin story, man. And sorry if I made you uncomfortable at all.
Dude. No, you're fine. I'm not uncomfortable. It's a little. Can you give me just a second? I'll be right back.
Yeah. I want to see where your hands are the whole time, though, bro.
I would do that on the screen for you.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. What's going on, guys? What's everybody doing? Where's everybody coming in from? Everyone that's watching. It says there's five people watching in here. Is Kylie still here? What's up? Oh man. I'm pretty excited. We got another episode coming up where we're going to be live streaming it. And I'm not going to say who, but Captain Pizza and Fox Creek, it's actually going to be an in-person live stream. And Captain Pizza and Fox Creek said that they would sponsor the podcast, that episode. And they were going to hey, for free 14-inch pizza on the house for that episode, man. You just shout it out. You eat it the whole time. And I'm pumped for that, you know. That's exciting time. Seven people in here now. Where's everybody from? Where's everyone coming in from? Missouri, go Chiefs. Hey, who do they play this Sunday? Andrew, were you? Pizza? Yeah, fuck yeah. Andrew, were you the guy I was talking to last night in his live? Man. Disney Plus and Thrust. Wonder what he's doing over there. Yeah, we talked yesterday. Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah, hey. I like that guy, man. Hell yeah. What's going on? Kansas, and yes, go Chiefs. Man, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, Josh Allen all the way. My wife's a Chiefs fan though, and she's, you know, she makes me wear the sweater cuz every time I wear the sweater, they win. So, superstition, you know? What's up, buddy?
I just needed a reset.
That's fine, man. Whatever.
Yeah, my battery was running low, so I had to plug my butt in for 3 seconds. I'm good. I have fast charger. Your
butt in?
Yeah. C charge, the rapid charger.
Into your butt?
Yeah, that's how I recharge. It's reset.
Like, does it vibrate or what?
Like, no, just it's like a warm, tingly feeling.
Oh my god.
On the prostate.
Milk that shit. Oh my.
Now god. I got your attention.
Dude, oh my god, bro. Like, yes. Who does Taylor's man play for? Kansas City.
Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I got a question for you. You know what viscosity is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, in your own words, what's viscosity?
Viscosity is a the ability of a product to reduce friction. Or
sure, yeah. Hey, you know what? Yeah, the Mudman probably likes that better than what I do. I probably kill it every time, but the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman. And the Mudman deals in the thickness of your load. Right? How thick how thick is your load?
How thick is my load?
Yeah.
About $3,300 a month in child support for two kids.
God damn. You're like a fucking rat, eh? Like you just fucking.
Yeah, but now I make drain babies and waffle stomp them.
Oh,
yeah, right down the drain.
Yeah. You ever see me? What was that? Bad Boys? Mike, this fucker's house is loaded with rats and they hump and they fucking like we do, you know?
Marsupials.
Pretty sure I just saw mama get on top, you know?
Power drive.
Yeah, so the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals in the thickness of your load, right? He deals in the thickness of the mud going down hole on a drilling rig, right? Like how thick the fluid is and whatnot. And, you know, shout out to that guy, you know, for, you know, the first, like, I don't know, 14 episodes of the podcast. This will be like 154. The first 13 episodes of the podcast, man, we raw dogged it. We had no mic, had no headset, you know, and he came in, he provided a mic and a headset, make the show better. And last summer, not the one that just passed, but last summer, he provided, you know, a MacBook Pro. He gave a MacBook Pro to the podcast. Yeah. And, you know, we couldn't edit before. So it went out however it went out, you know, and it was just like there was one episode where there was a 3-minute pause because we lost the feed. And that's what you listen to, right? So now we can edit that and, you know, make it all nice and shit like that. And this will be year 3 of the podcast coming up, man. So shout out to the Mudman, www.mudmanmarket.com. And
shout out, Mudman.
For all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, man.
That's cool. That's awesome, man. I wish I knew how to do it. People have always told me you should start one, and I'm like,
You should, man. You and Dustin should start one, man. Podcasting is a lot of fun. It's a lot.
I am Dustin.
No, fucking the other guy. Fucking
Darren.
Darren, my bad. Darren. No, Darren. You and Darren should start one together, man. I think that would be a good podcast. What up, Will?
We thought about it. It's just, I don't know. It's time. Like, it's very time-consuming, too. The amount of time that you dedicate to this is astounding. You know, it's kind of like TikTok. Like, me and Darren, we dedicate a bunch of time to TikTok. I just don't know that I would have time. I don't even think he would have time to take on more right now. Like, we're drained already, so.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, it is. It's a full-time commitment, right? And most podcasts, they don't last more than 10 episodes, right? So, you know, when you started the podcast, you're like, shit, I'm competing with, like, you know, 4 million podcasts. Well, no, man. Like, 90% of those aren't consistent. And they die out within the first 10 episodes, right? So, really, you're competing with, I think there was only, what, 300,000 active podcasts or something like that in 2025.
Right? Oh wow.
Well, you're competing with Joe Rogan and you're competing with, you know, the Kelsey brothers and Theo Vaughn. And dude, like, listen, man, you know the Spotify rap thing?
Yeah.
Well, Spotify for podcasts, right? So this is just on Spotify. This is the numbers came in for the podcast today, dude. So total new audience, I grew the podcast 999% this year, dude.
That's awesome, dude. You deserve it though.
Year two, man. Year two, right? And then listening time was at 66,000 minutes, or would be 1.1K hours of listening.
That's crazy.
That's just on fucking Spotify, man. I can't get the numbers on for Apple or anything like that. But this episode, I guess, for the boys, that's with Blue Collar George, had 116% more watch time than your average, or listen time than your average episode. 116% more.
Wow.
Listen to in 28 countries. 28.
That's crazy. They have to have translators or something.
Dude, someone in Russia's listening, man, and I like to think it's Putin. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that would be awesome, actually. More than likely, since I'm in here, it's just a bunch of Habibis, and since we don't speak Urdu or Punjabi, they can't understand us anyway.
Dude, I would like to think that in between how he's making fucking Zelensky's life a living hell, like, you know, like he's sitting there listening to me shoot the shit with Daddy Juan Von Cucci, right? And he's just like, you know, listening to, you know, us talk about thick loads, and he's just like, ah, take Crimea again. You know what I mean? We are going to take it again, you know? You know, like shit like that, you know? Like just shit like that, man, you know? Like, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
How cool would it be to have him in here, though? I have so many questions.
Oh, man, I have so many. Dude, did you know, okay, there's an American sniper, and I heard this. An American sniper said at near the end of World War II, right? Was it World War II or the Cold War? Maybe the Cold War. He had the opportunity to take a shot at a guy, and he couldn't take it, right? He just didn't want to shoot the guy, right? And it's confirmed. And he let the guy walk, and that guy later on became Putin. That guy's Putin.
Really? You are referring to the Cold War, because I think I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, right? Like, imagine had that guy just been like, you know what? I'm feeling it today. Pow! Right? And, like, you know, wish him
a done deal.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it'd be some other tyrant we'd be dealing with, but whatever. It's crazy.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool, though, to talk to that guy. I really do.
Oh, dude. How cool would it be to talk with any world leader? You know what I mean? Like, I don't like Justin Trudeau, but if I could talk with Justin Trudeau, man, that'd be cool. Be like, you know, what were you thinking when you did this? You know, what goes
didn't he leave Canada?
Oh, he probably left Canada. Yeah.
So he might be one of the other ones, the 28 listening from other countries.
He could be, you know, while he's shagging Katy Perry in space. You know, they're both astronauts. You know, he's a space cadet and she's an astronaut, right?
And she's a space head.
Yeah, dude. I thought that was cool, man. Today when I got those numbers, dude, I was just like, there's no way, bro. Like, you know, it's after, you know, going into year three of the podcast, 100, this will be 154 straight weeks of just grinding it out. And, you know, who knew going into, you know, year three, we'd be seeing, you know, fucking, you know, success, or, you know, fuck, 5 years ago when I started creating content, I had no idea I'd be sitting here, you know, having a podcast or even having a good podcast, or, you know what I mean? So
that's amazing, dude. You're captivating. Like, your personality, your energy is just like, it's contagious.
Thanks,
so good,
bro.
For you, man. You're very deserving of it.
Thanks, bro. It's a disorder. I appreciate that.
I have those. It's different kinds.
I like your personality. Thanks. It's a disorder, you know?
Facts, man. It's, we'll have to do one with I don't know, if you get me and Darren in the same place, it's usually a lot of bickering, but it would still be funny.
Well, we were talking about that, right? The plan was to get Darren on one and then get you on one and then get you both together, right? And
we're two out of three now.
Two out of three ain't bad, bud. You know, as Meatloaf once said, I love you, I want you, I need you, but I ain't ever gonna love you. But don't be
sad. Baby, oh baby.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, no, man, we'll get that on. You know, it was kind of reminds me of like when I had Uncle Hack on, and then I had Dougie Snakes on, and then we had them on together. That one was live streamed only for some reason. It shouldn't have been. Almost got probably canceled out that one, but the audio for it was never put out, right? It never came out afterwards, right? And it was kind of like if you weren't there, you missed it, right? And that was sort of how that went. And, you know, that's too bad, because some days it's like, man, I deleted it a long time ago, right? I made sure that I could never be tempted to put that out again, right? And you know, sometimes when we're up against it, you know, we're at crunch time, you know, podcast comes out on every Tuesday and it's Saturday and I don't have one yet, right? And, you know, fucking, oh my God, I got to put this out, you know? And so, but no, I deleted it, so I didn't wasn't tempted that way, right? It was like one of those special, you know, events, once in a lifetime things. So. Yeah,
that's cool. You get big people on here, then, I'm assuming.
I don't know if they'd be big to you. I had Diener from FUBAR on last.
I know week. Who that is. Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I had Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna on.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool, man. I felt like I was a burden to him the whole time. And then I found a crack, right? I found it and I put my fingers in that crack and I spread, right? And then it got him going, right? We started talking about ocean dumping and that was his playground, right? Then I felt like, man, this guy wants to be here. Yeah, right?
Yeah. And,
It was good. I had Bentelect on. I don't know who Bentelect is. Yep. Him and his girlfriend are making some really cringe content now. It's good. I like good for him. I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, obviously I had Wooden Rust on.
Yeah, he's Costco famous, man. He's a whole ass celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's the kind of guy when you're walking around Costco, you're just like, bro, you'll never guess who I saw while I was getting my free samples. I was double fisting free samples and I ran into Wooden Rust. Right? Yeah.
We went to Costco one day, and you know how you have to check your badges at the front? The lady that was in charge of checking the badges that day, like, me and Darren walked up and she just screeches at the top of her lungs, "Oh my God, it's Wooden Rust!" Like, she abandoned her post, proceeded to follow us to the store. I'm pretty sure she was ready to do our grocery shopping for us. Darren runs off to the bathroom, so she goes back to doing whatever she's doing. He comes back, we do our shopping. We go up front to get in the line because the lines are always massive. They're long and then they spread out to all the registers or whatever. This woman finds him in the line and opens a brand new register. She's like, "Here, come through my line." So we're like skipping the entire damn line because she opened this register for him. And I'm like, "All right, this is okay." But it's awesome for him, man. I'm super stoked for him. You know, success is, especially on social media, it's so much work and people don't realize it.
Dude, it is. Oh, fuck, man. Like, there are times where, like, you know, I struggle to put a video out for a couple days, right? And it's like, damn, I'm like, did I lose it? Am I no good no more, bro? Do you know, like, I lost it, bro. Like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Like, and then, you know, the algorithm turns on it, and like, you're not getting good views. And you're just like, man, that's a problem too with the whole mental health thing, right? What another mental health thing that it's kind of started is like, you people, and they shouldn't be doing it. I stopped doing it, right? They put their whole value into how many views they get, right? Like, my views crashed, my likes, my engagement, people aren't watching anymore. Like my value as a person is gone, right? And you know, it's terrible, but that's, you know, the way things are kind of going right now.
It's honestly really sad. Like, I get messages daily from people because I go live every evening and I try to if I can make a difference in one person's life, then I've done what I'm supposed to do. But I will get messages where people literally will apologize to me. "I'm so sorry I didn't make your live." Like, "Hey, you have a life. Like, I'm going to be here when you're done, you know, healing from being sick or dealing with family," whatever the case may be. But it's at the same time, like you said, it affects everybody. Like, it gets in your head so bad and you want to fix the world, but you can't. You do the best that you can, but to see like people that are like truly sorry for not being there to support you, like, it's okay. Like, I'm not that person. It's I don't know, man. It's crazy and it may be not beneficial to people's mental health. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing I've heard too, and apparently Gen Z is leading the charge. Short form content is on its way out, right? Reels and short form content, and that's why views are kind of dipping, right? AI is taking over a little bit and has a bit of a hand in the chunk that it's taken out of there. But people are seeking their attention spans back, right? Because this was good for just destroying our attention spans. But long form content's on the way back, and that's what's good with the podcast, right? It's also you're not looking for that instant gratification with a podcast. The podcast teaches you patience, right? Like, hey. Yeah, the first like 24 hours it was out, it shit the bed. You know, I might have got 10 downloads or whatever. But then, you know, 6 months later, you look at the numbers and, man, that podcast got, over the course of 6 months, 10,000 more people listened to it, right? And then, you know, then you can really tell when someone finds your podcast that hasn't listened before and the numbers just skyrocket for like
a couple. Because they watch them all?
Yeah, they go through it, right? They start listening, right?
Binge watching.
Yeah, man, exactly, dude. And yes, and that's what we're back to long form content, right? So this, I set the podcast up as kind of a way to get to know other content creators that are and blue collar content creators and just people I find in general interesting, to get to know them and share their stories, but also to, like, when TikTok and Instagram and Facebook die out, I still have this, right? I still have, this is my marker, what I leave behind, right? And we talked about it last week. On the podcast is that, you know, before, if you want to get a job when we were younger, right? And, you know, we had to go to job fairs or look in the paper or, you know, get hands-on experience, right? Oh, do we want to do that, right? Now, you can go online, you can check out the blue-collar side of TikTok, right? And or listen to a good podcast about, you know, whatever. I talk to, you know, linemen and oil and gas workers and, you know, mechanics and carpenters and shit. And now you can like, oh, what do I want to do? What do they go through? What's their life like, right? And then they, you know, they listen and, you know, it skips the whole, like, you know, job fair thing, right? Like it's, we're kind of, you know, maybe I don't want to use the word pioneer, but, you know, we're kind of pioneering that a little bit.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good thing. Cause a lot of that stuff is dying out anyway. Everybody's into the whole tech and computer stuff. And I do good to work my iPhone. I'm honestly shocked I made it here.
Bro, in the words of Jeremy Littell, I had Jeremy on as well. You know who Jeremy Littell is?
Yep.
He was episode 50, man. That was a big number to get to, right? 50 episodes. Boom. We got to 100. We're like, yeah, 150. Boom. We're trying to get Mike Rowe on. Mike Rowe is my white fish, my white whale, I guess you want to call it. Mike Rowe is my white whale. And so, yeah, we're trying to get him on. But, you know, I'm just, in the words of Jeremy Littell, I'm just an idiot with a data plan, right? Like, that's all
I like it. But people resonate with it, and that's what matters.
Yeah,
we're all searching for that. So
yeah, absolutely. How did you get into social media? Like why did you decide, hey man, you know, like I'm gonna start making videos? And there's a funny story to it, I can tell.
So, not even a funny story. So my main account when I got on social media was in 2020, when TikTok first became a big deal, and I just did things that no grown man should do on a live social media platform.
Same.
Like I did some silly things. I gained a very large following very fast, not like Darren's, but I mean, it was 250,000. And I made a poor decision one night. And, you know, speaking of mental health, I put something up on the screen that shouldn't have been on the screen. And they took the account away from me. My agency couldn't even get it back.
What did you put up? Tell us what you did.
First of all, I have to defend myself, okay? So, number one, there was whiskey involved.
Okay.
Number two, somebody called me, I can't say the word because I'm actually on live while we're doing this. Yeah. They basically said I was a female dog if I didn't do it. So, I may or may not have, because I've never been convicted in a court of law, put up a green screen of a reproductive organ picture.
Oh.
Which is now on Reddit, and boom, account gone. Couldn't get it back, so I started over on a backup account, which is the one that I run now. And I was devastated. I'm like, man, 254,000 followers, like, just gone.
Yeah.
And it goes back to that mental health thing. Like, wait a second, I'm more than this. I will be fine. It was a blessing and a curse at the same time. More of a blessing, though.
He was
because I had to continue down.
Picture of yours?
It was absolutely mine. Yeah.
Were you blessed? Hey.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I gained a lot of followers. I got a lot of messages, but then, I mean, it was like 36 hours after it happened, they took it away permanently. It didn't happen instantly. It was like a day and a half.
Blue Collar George right now is showing his jewels on TikTok a few times. Nice. Yeah, man. I came in the one day and he was talking to someone. He was drinking. There was alcohol involved. And he showed them. And I'm like, no, bro, you're going to lose this account. Right. And then he did it again. And I'm like, oh man, this is wild. Right. But I'm like, hey, by the way, you know, you got a little something there, you know, like I wasn't looking away, you know, like looking, and then a couple days ago, I seen that, he lost his account. He must've done it a few more times and it was gone. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were, I usually go live in the garage, but it's gotten too cold outside. And so I moved it inside.
That kind of stuff while it's cold out.
Yeah, most definitely. So I moved it inside. So everything was different and we were decorating the Christmas tree and the camera angle was a little bit different. And somebody told me to do the worm. And I'm like, I got hardwood floors and gray sweatpants with no drawers on. And I pulled my waistband out and the phone was just at the right angle. Oh. And sure enough, the next morning I got a nanner for 3 days.
No,
but it was only 3 days this time. It was an accident. Like it was honestly an accident. Things happen.
I didn't know because I didn't go live for a long time and I didn't know there were new rules. Like you couldn't say you would do certain things for, you know, gifts, right?
So it's gone soft. That's yeah, false engagement.
Really soft. So like, yeah, dude. So like, I was like, hey, if you send me this, I'll do this. And then someone sent it. And then I did that. And then I got banana and I got kicked. Right.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is that? And someone's like, yeah, I forgot to warn you, bro. Like, you can't say that. Right. So now I just start doing it. And people know what, if they send me a certain thing, I'll do certain things. Right. So like, yeah, I don't have to ask anymore. So it's good. It's good. Yeah.
It is what it is, man. It's fun though.
Yeah, man. So you and Darren do, what's that thing you do on Tuesday?
So I started that a couple years ago, 2 years ago, called Testosterone Tuesday. I just went through a nasty, 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 nasty custody battle, which is why I'm in California now. So while that was taking place for probably the last 4 months, I stepped away from it. It was very successful. It helped a lot of people, but I needed a break mentally in my head and to deal with what I needed to deal with, what was important and priority in my life. And, we've actually recently discussed, you know, people move on with their lives, man. People have kids, they get married, they do all these other things. Not me. I ain't moved on nowhere. Darren got married. I'm gonna get married in 2026 though, dude.
You know who she is? Does she?
No. And she doesn't even know who she is. She'll find out when she comes back conscious, because it's chloroform and a Ford signature. Surprise, we're married. So I'll just pick one out. But we're trying to figure out how to, like, revamp it and reorganize, because I won't have the panel of, you know, 7 or 8 men anymore, because they've moved on, and that's okay. Like, they're succeeding in life. So we're trying to figure out how to do it, like, where either I can do it by myself and take on all the – all the women, or how me and Darren can do it, just the two of us, or find some more people that are actually going to engage. And it takes a different type of person to engage in that. Like, it just does. Cause you're going to banter. There's going to be difference of opinions, and you have to be somewhat quick-witted.
Oh yeah. I was in there a couple times, man. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. You know, the conversation is actually, you think, like, when I first got in there, I thought, you know, we're joking around, we're just, you know, goofing off. And then, like, yeah, a little bit, but then, like, shit gets real. Shit gets serious in there, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, all right, let's turn it there, right? And, you know, like, I joke around a lot, and I don't take many things too seriously, right? So, like, I just go with the flow of it. But, like, you know, I do know how to turn that off and just, okay, this is serious. Let's take it serious, right? Like, that's, you know? And last night when I was in your live, I think I got a little too carried away. I was joking around a little bit. And like, my wife even was like, you're kind of being a douchebag in there, you know? Like,
Listen to her. You were fine. You did great. They loved you.
Hear that?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you tell her it's my live. I don't care if they do. I love you. So they're going to love you too. Chloroform and a forged signature.
I appreciate that, man. No, that's good. Well, here's some chloroform right here, bro.
Nice. 2640 Miller Run Line.
Oh shit, dude. Yeah, no. Thanks, I appreciate that, Vanessa. Oh, it's Vanessa. Hey, she dipped on us last night. Your husband? Did your husband ever get up and dance for you or what?
She found you on the.
Yeah, she's on YouTube. She.
Nice.
On YouTube watching. Yeah. We got Denise commenting on YouTube, Samuel commenting on Facebook. Only one or two people, I think, are on Twitch. So whatever. It's all good, man.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. I'm glad they went over there.
Yeah, man. That's good. And, you know, I love that, you know, you've got your setup going on over there too, man. That's good. And, you know, like, I really appreciate, like, you know, everything that you do. You know, like, you joke around a lot, but, like, in between, if you read between the lines, it's for up here, right? And, you know, same, right? The content is there for me. You know, I was working 6 months at a time. I spent 20 days at home in 2 years during the pandemic. And, dude, it was I needed to make that to laugh, to feel something, right? And, yeah. You know, at some point or another, I fell out of love with the industry I work in, right? And oil and gas, I fell out of love with it. And then, you know, making videos again starting to make videos and whatnot, it brought me back into love with the industry, right? I was miserable. I just wanted out, right? But was stuck. right? And so, you know, it helped me find that love for it again. And then, you know, the podcast and whatnot, you know, because I thought I was alone in the way I was feeling, couldn't talk to my coworkers about it, didn't know I could talk to them about it. But I find other oil and gas workers and we're talking about it to each other, right? I'm not going to see you ever on site. I don't have to worry about you judging me. Oh, but you're feeling the same way I feel. What? You know, or, you know, so yeah. And, you know, this past year, it was really hard. I got injured at work, right? So I was wearing rose colored glasses, I think, for a few years there. And I'm not falling out of love with the industry again, but the rose colored glasses have definitely come off. Right. You said the politics and stuff like that of the industries and what you were going through. I have opened the political box a little bit, and, you know, I seen an ugly side of the industry. I didn't care to see.
Yeah.
And I can't close that box again. Right. So that's you know, I'm having a little bit of I'm maybe mourning something a little bit, right? I'm not falling out of love with it, but also, you know, I'm seeing an ugly side.
So it's like a relationship. You just got to work through it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Or get a new one.
I don't think I could ever put the rose colored glasses back on again, right?
Yeah, just, I understand.
You know, I made a video the other day about, you know, how I was treated when I got hurt. And the comment section of the video blew up on all the platforms, and the comment section showed me that I'm also not alone in that. Right? Yeah.
Greed, man. Greed. It's sad. It is truly sad.
Yeah.
And it jacks all of our mental health up.
Absolutely, brother. And you know, like I don't know if I can put those. I don't know if I could put those rose colored glasses back on. Which kind of fucks with me a little bit too, right? Because like I want to go back to the person I was before that, right? And but I don't know if I can.
Yeah, it's if I don't know. I'm a firm believer. If your heart's not in something 100%, get out of it, because it's not fair to whatever you're in, whoever you're with, whatever the case may be.
Yep. So. Absolutely, I agree with that, man. I agree with that. Fuck yeah. What are you up to for the rest of the night? What are your plans after?
I'll just gonna run my life for a little bit. I do prayer at the end of it. You know, even if it's something small that gives people a piece of hope. Just talk, just hang out, just for a little bit longer, probably another 40 minutes or so.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, I love that. I you know, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man. I really
thanks for having me.
It's been fun. I fucking love your content. I love you as a person. You know,
I'm just a goofball.
You are. I like to wrap the podcast up with one last question, brother. And that's, you know, Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the rock. And if Daddy Juan Von Cucci could have his own Mount Rushmore, four people that he looks up to, inspires to be, or that inspire him, dead or alive, real, not real, who would they be and why?
Ooh, man. Four people. Can I just do two?
It's your Mount Rushmore. That's the thing about Mount Rushmore, bro. So the guy who originally created Mount Rushmore, he created it. And why they look so small is because there was room for more, right? And so his original plan, he went off to war and he died. And his son took it over. And no one has fit the bill to be that great since, right? So, yeah.
Okay. Man, that's a tough question. This is why I needed to be prepared. Four people. I would have to say Betsy Ross, just because she sewed the first American flag, and I do love my country. Aunt Jemima, because I love maple syrup.
Man, dude, I bet you she was a fucking freak, you know?
She was a freak, dude. That's how she invented syrup. See, it wasn't always chocolate syrup. It was maple syrup back in the day.
You know why? Maple, yeah. Right? You know where the best maple in the world comes from?
The United States.
No.
She said no. No.
You're gonna, let me guess, Vermont.
Am I from Vermont?
No. That's where the best maple syrup, in your opinion, is from.
Oh, I didn't even know Vermont made syrup. I was just giving you hell because I know it's made in Canada, but I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah. That's where all the stuff comes from in the world. Canada.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Because he's the president of peace. But the most important person on my Mount Rushmore would be Steve Stifler, the Stiffmeister.
Fucking Stifler.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody wants a piece of the Stiff Daddy.
Everybody wants a piece of the Stiffmeister. Dude ate shit just to prove a point, you know? Just to get he ate shit just to get some tail.
He's my hero, dude. Like, I look up to Steve Stifler.
Fuck yeah. I love that, dude. That's not true, by the way. See, you Americans are bad at math.
No, I'm really good at math. It's my strongest subject. 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you proved my point. See? Good
stuff. Well, I'm basically genius. Albert Einstein would be my fifth person, by the way.
Love that, man. Hey, man, do you want to leave? I know you're American and you guys love your, and especially you like the prayer thing. Do you want to lead us in a fucking salute or whatever?
A cheer, a toast?
A toast. And then
fucking
lead us out in prayer, brother. I'm not religious, man, but that's your thing. And this is you, man. This is fucking you.
Yeah. It's your podcast. I can do that on mine. That's okay.
You, Vanessa. No, bro. Dude, lead us out in prayer, man. I don't care. My kids go to Catholic school. They love that. They go to church. They do all that stuff. I'm good for them.
Speaking of Canada.
Ah, Crown Royal. Bottled right here for now.
Yeah, for now. It's moving here to the United States. But anyways. we need a good toast. Here's to you, here's to me, the best of friends that we can be. But if we ever disagree, fuck you, and here's to me.
Fuck yeah, all right. And mine is, you know, sometimes you, how does that go now? Sometimes she goes and sometimes she doesn't, but either way she goes.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
What'd you say? Oh, we got to do one more. Oh. Three shots back to back.
All right.
Oh, what did you say last? All right, guys, here's to taking her easy. And if she's easy, take her twice.
Easy, take her twice. There you go. There you go.
Hell yeah. Oh, and knowledge is power and Google is free.
Fuck, I love that, man. Man, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, brother.
Thanks for having
first
me.
First night home, I got to go, you know, make good on the dirty texts I've been sending to the wife for the last 2.5 weeks. So, you know, got to prove
lick
that.
Lick her butthole.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. Yes.
Here we go, dude. One more, and this one's for Darren. That's the only reason I'm doing this. Here's to 9-volt batteries and buttholes, two things we shouldn't put our tongues on, but we're going to anyways.
I fucking love that. All right, man. Lead us out in prayer, dog. Let's go.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight and just thank you for a blessed evening. We do ask that, you know, we hope that everybody had a good time, at least found one reason to smile. We do ask that you wash over those that are going through troubled times, especially during the holiday season. Seasonal depression is a huge thing. But we know with your warmth, your comfort, your love, and your embracement that they're going to get through this together. We ask that you watch over Mr. Frost over here and continue to allow his amazing podcast to grow as he's down here doing your work, spreading love, joy, laughter, cheer. So we do, you know, special thank you, Lord, for allowing this to happen tonight. It was a good time, and we do it all in your name. We ask that you allow everybody to have a beautiful and splendid holidays, and that you continue to watch over their families as we all grow to live in your name. We pray. Amen.
Play ball. Fuck yeah, man. Dude, you made me take my hat off, dog. I wasn't expecting that. Look at this.
You look good, though.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. You can lie to your friends, but you can't lie to me. Come on, man.
I can lie on my back, though.
Oh, shit. And on that note, brother, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, brother. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, man. Hey, stay frosty, my guy.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can hear the music. It's fucking playing.